When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, it's the Eagles that got us right now. They've got our attention, our interest, and our heart because they are really putting something special out there right now. 12-2, chance, of course, to get three more wins in the regular season, finish the regular season 13-game winning streak. Ultimately, it could be a 17-game winning streak in a Super Bowl. That is not impossible. Although I will say this, it does show you how daunting it is. I mean, we almost act like it's coming within striking distance, and it kind of is. But at the same time, like, to win seven more in a row, like, that's no small, I mean, that's, you know, that's massive. So that's what it would take if they, you know, go the distance, unless they get the one seed and then it's six games in a row to go the distance. 215-592.
Thinking about it that way makes it harder.
I know.
Like,
I don't.
Like,
right?
So, yeah. Like,
seven in a row.
Don't try to digest it that way.
Yeah.
That's why Nick's like one game at a time.
Exactly.
You know who had one of those type of things? I don't know how much of this people remember. When Cal Ripken, like, so you do something amazing and then you keep going. When Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's record, 21-30, and then Ripken got to 21-31. By the time Ripken finally sat out a game, which I believe was about 3 years later, from the moment he broke the record until he sat out a game, that was the longest stretch that anyone in baseball had had in that era. Wow. Of not missing a game. It was like another, 400 or something. It was ridiculous. Guy was unbelievable. Sure. All right, James, I don't think this Max Kepler guy is Cal Ripken. He's certainly not a shortstop, but what is he?
So the Phillies signed Cal Ripken.
No. So the Phillies signed Kepler last night. What do we need to know about him?
Left-handed hitter, power-hitting outfielder. So another left-handed bat, which is not as ideal. Yeah. But so, Joe, you'll appreciate this. You play fantasy basketball. Yep. You know those guys who you just think don't get quite as much credit as they should?
Yep.
Like, that's Max Kepler. Like, I've had him on a bunch of fantasy baseball teams. Like, he's a nice player. Like,
but you don't mean from a fantasy standpoint. You mean actual baseball.
I think as a baseball player. Like, yeah. He is a pretty solid baseball player. He strikes out about a league average rate for a power hitter. That's pretty good, doesn't walk a ton, but he's not, always out of the zone or anything like that. He does have pop, but he just hasn't really been an everyday go-to type player that consistently. So he's one of those guys, 1 year, $10 million, like, in a vacuum. Like, I like that deal. I think it's a solid deal for the player. I keep getting the feeling like I did with Romano, where I like that deal in a vacuum, but it feels like the Phillies are making these kind of fringe
feel small.
So I think it's a nice signing that is not. Oh, he's a good outfielder too, like I would say above average left fielder. So, he's a fine signing, but it's not. I'm not getting super.
A fine signing.
Yeah. Mm.
No, I get it. All right. So if you want to weigh in on the Phillies all season, please do. Also, the Saquon thing. To force feed him the ball a little bit extra or not. We're not saying to give him 17 extra carries. We're saying if he would track toward 22, do you want to see him track to 29? Because you want to get him that record. Yes or no, 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards, of course, are available. josephanthony.com. Here's how we give away the $100 gift card to you or to someone else today. Because, I say to you, but, you might not have the winning answer. Here's how we do it. 1980, on this date back in 80, there was an idea by NBC. They implemented it for one game to have a pro football game on TV with no announcers. No announcers. Like, let's just let the sights and sounds naturally, the crowd.
The graphics.
Graphics, of course. PA announcer, like, kind of comes through a little bit here and there. Like, let's let that be the broadcast with the visual. And American didn't like it, and it was one and done.
Never happened again.
Yeah, one game and done. So today we'll ask you at 215-592-9494 for your chance to win the gift card. What was a bad idea? Now, disclaimer. We're not looking for the deepest, darkest, worst things in society. We all know slavery was a horrible idea. It should have never happened. We all wish it hadn't. Stuff like that, we got it. We're talking about the more, bring it down a couple levels, more everyday type stuff, or thereabout. There was a bad idea. John, when you think of a bad idea, man, what hits you?
Well, when the weather gets cold, I can really feel my bad idea. I can feel the broken bone in my wrist because it's the only broken bone I ever had. Sure. And it didn't happen until I was 38 years old, skateboarding to the bus stop to pick up my daughter. It was just three houses away, but I felt the need to skateboard to the bus stop and then to play off the injury because I fell in front of all the other parents. You know how uncool that is?
Oh, that's tough.
Like, I fell on the skateboard in front of a whole, like, crop of parents who are waiting for children to come off the bus.
Brutal.
Like, there was no playing it off. It was right in front of them. And my wrist was buckled. It was bad.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, no, it's cool. It's totally cool.
No
big
deal.
And then I'm rushing to the hospital immediately.
You're like tail white. You're like stomach sick.
Yeah.
Well, that is a bad idea. James, a bad idea. And by the way, let me just say, and John, fine answer for sure. But I think we're looking for more of the societal things, not that which applies directly to you. Like, yeah, I shouldn't have put my hand through the beer bottle. I did. But yes, I get it. James, bad idea that applies to more. What do you got?
Yeah, going on national television to break up with your city that you came from and the team that drafted you. I know it helped the Boys and Girls Club, and that part's great, but not a great decision, a bad idea.
Yeah. Wait, who did that?
LeBron, the decision. Remember the LeBron?
Decision.
Horrible.
The decision.
All right, Devin, what do you got? No Rhea today. Devin in doing the updates and all. Devin, bad idea. What do you got?
Ben Simmons not taking the shot. In, what was it, 2019?
Yep. No, it was 2021.
2021 against the Hawks. You're right.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah, that was a fiasco, obviously, to say the least. Look, so many bad ideas from sports. Let me give you a bad idea. A couple years ago, the NFL's like, all right, let's implement you can replay challenge pass interference. But then somewhere along the line, they're like, yeah, but we're never going to overturn it. Like, why did they – I mean, I actually thought it was – like, pass interference, I think, should be reviewable. But it was a bad idea for them to be like, yeah, but we're never going to honor the possibility of pass interference actually being overturned. And then it's like, well, what's the point of challenging it? Even if a guy got mugged out there, you wouldn't challenge because you knew you never win. Mm-hmm. All right, give us great answers, bad ideas. And look, let's get to, it's not an idea, but it's a decision Sirianni is faced with. Or, let me put it this way, is likely faced with. Should I get the ball to Saquon a little bit extra to try to get him the record? You know he's already going to get it a lot, but should they give it to him that extra five times? Because, John, you've pointed this out a couple times. If the Eagles want to get Saquon the record, no, they can't totally control it.
Mm-hmm.
But they certainly can dramatically influence it.
Sure. I mean,
where do you net out on this, John? Gut feeling, should they or shouldn't they? It's a tough call, man.
It is a tough call, and I'm telling you that what Jason said really does impact my outlook on this. I feel like if it matters a ton to these offensive linemen, if it matters a ton to this offense, to these, you know, wideouts and tight ends and everyone else in that offensive meeting room, if this could be a lift and like something that provides solidarity and just propels us forward, then maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth a little extra risk, a little extra mileage on Saquon if it's going to band us further together.
Look, these things are tricky. All right, we'll ask you, how do you come down on that? Plus the Sixers arena, the Philly signing. Joel may play tonight. Andre Drummond said yesterday he's likely to. So that's good news. Kind of came out of nowhere. All right, let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Great, Ken.
Happy holidays to you all. I'm not sure if I'll speak to you before Christmas.
You too, man.
The next time I talk to you, I will no longer be an employed person. So.
Oh, retirement.
Congrats, dude.
Good work, buddy.
Yes, I'll be a kept man. on the arena, very quickly, to me, it's just an abomination. You got generations of people who live there. The city doesn't seem to care. The billionaires obviously don't care. Just another example of how, elected officials are elected to serve, billionaires and building trades in this case, and not the people of the city of Philadelphia who they're really supposed to be serving. I just think it's an absolute travesty, and I really don't care if 20 years from now we look at it and say, what a gem. I will never step foot in that place.
Well, here's the part, Ken, I disagree with you on that last point from this standpoint. If it works, we should be open-minded enough to say that it worked. I mean, I don't think you should be closed-minded and say, I'm not going to give it a shot. I don't think that's fair.
It could be good. Like, who knows?
Yeah,
could increase infrastructure. It could be, it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Ken, it's your personal choice whether you choose to go there or not. But, I mean, if it's working, I don't think it would be in your best interest to, I'm going to boycott it because 20 years ago I was against it, even though everyone now loves it, I'm still boycotting. I don't think that's reasonable.
Well, I'm just not going to Sixers games anyway.
Well, that's a whole different deal. Look, no one playing today other than Maxey even has a chance to play in that arena. I mean, everybody else is going to be
McCain.
McCain. Yeah, McCain and Maxey, the only two guys that could play there. Ken, what do you got on the Eagles?
Yeah, if the rushing record happens organically, then I have no problem with it. What I don't want them to do, and what I don't think they will do, and I think Saquon will be one of the leaders in the clubhouse on this one in terms of, not chasing it, just to chase it. I mean, this is the guy who told Nick Sirianni on the sideline in New York, let the other guys eat.
Yep. And also a much smaller record, though, for what it's worth. I mean, this is massive history.
But look, if they're locked into the two seed when they play the Giants last game of the season, which could happen, it would be foolish not to rest everybody because that's really essentially their bye at that point.
I tend to agree with you. I think I line up that way. I mean, the good thing is you don't have to make that decision yet, but I think your instincts are probably right, particularly after A.J. Brown got injured last year. In that final game. And I always think back to B. West. We talk about what a disaster the 0-3 Carolina game was for the Eagles. One of the realities, a bunch of guys missed that game. And Brian Westbrook got injured near the end of the year. Carlos Emmons got injured near the end of the year. Like, there were five or six regular starters that missed the game. So that's never good.
You can't. It seems really imprudent to do something like that.
All right, Ken, give me an answer. What was a bad idea?
In 1942, Hitler had the brilliant idea to invade Stalingrad, and that probably changed the history of Western civilization.
Of the world, I'd say
that's
whole thing.
A big one.
Yep, Hitler going into Russia was certainly not smart. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Good news there on the Joel front. May play tonight. And look, he actually had started playing, better right before he smashed his face again. So hopefully he gets in there and they can crank this season up in some form and fashion. Let's also get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, all of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevy. In stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question number one, the Sixers Center City Arena thing, which it looks like now is going to happen as it passed the city council vote yesterday. A, yes, B, no. Are you for it? You in or out? Sixers Arena. Question two, Saturday, tomorrow, Penn State versus SMU. Who wins? A, Penn State, B, SMU. And question three, should the Eagles give Saquon the ball a little bit extra on Sunday? A little bit extra to try to help him get Dickerson's record by the end of the year, yes or no? All right, let's go to the phone lines. More with the drop of the year coming up shortly. Then Elliot, then Beat the Hammer, and Dick Vermeil. Calls mixed in this hour as well. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, crew. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Before we get to everything else, just want to wish you guys happy holidays.
Thanks, buddy. You too, man.
And then now it's time to get to business. Embiid is ass. The arena in Center City is ass. Terrible, terrible decision. I feel awful for all the people that live down there. they were brought in for a show to act like their voices were actually considered when they weren't. But terrible job for the city to allow that to go through. I really do feel bad for them. All this for Josh Harris to sell the Sixers in 5 years. But now on to the bigger and better team. When it comes to Saquon, I think they should go super run heavy in the first half of the Washington game. And if it's successful, you keep going. If it's not, then you have to give up on that dream. Because after you can't have two average games. What? Not average, but you know, if he ends up with 60 something yards this game, it's really not obtainable.
Well, that would be really hard. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Mathematically, it is, John, but it's not worth the
60 would really put him off the pace.
I think it's unlikely too.
I mean, I do. Oh, I agree.
Very unlikely. That Steelers team, remember, they were fourth against the run. They allowed whatever it was, 91 yards a game or something like that. This Washington run defense, I think they're 24th in the NFL. And remember, the last time that we faced them, and it was November 14th, Saquon ran the ball 26 times. He had 146 yards. He had two touchdowns on the ground. He was unstoppable.
Yeah, he sure was.
Right, but I think you want to get if you're good to do it and you really think it's feasible, I think you want to try to get most of that in the first half.
Dan, James brought up a good point earlier, though, with where the passing game was 2 weeks ago and how it improved last week. There is something to be said for that's the more important thing to kind of work on. Mm-hmm. See, that's where this is like a – there's a lot of things intersecting here.
Well, yeah, I agree.
You know, there's so a lot of different issues intersecting.
If the run game starts to falter a little, then you concentrate on –
yeah.
So you can really –
All right, Dan, give me an answer. What was the bad idea?
At some point, some variation of this answer has to win on this show.
Okay.
You taking your cousin to the
park. Oh, for the love of God. Maybe for falsities, you know, falsehoods. All right, James, drop of the year. We're having some fun each hour this show with semifinalists, one of which, of course, that we're about to hear will advance to the finals in the 9 o'clock hour for drop of the year potential. James, let's crank up another edition of drop of the year.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, so Brandon Graham crying already advanced to the finals. BG's cry from a couple weeks ago, which was incredibly poignant and powerful, has advanced to the 9 o'clock hour where it will be in the finals. Let's find out what else will advance to the finals. James, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. Let's start with a little Joe Conklin. Conklin does our faux times yours for us.
And James, let me just say quickly before we keep going. If people are just tuning in, one of the following will advance to the 9 o'clock hour in the finals. So everyone, as you're listening, think of which one you think is the best, and it'll advance. We will vote on it. James, go ahead.
All right, Conklin, faux times yours. Little Joel Embiid action after finding out he's going to miss the start of the season. Here's Conklin.
Hey, it's Joel. I just want to let you guys know my schedule. I probably won't play the next game either. I got menopause symptoms and yellow fever. That should take me through the holidays. After the new year, I feel ringworm coming on and halitosis, diphtheria, and consumption. After that, probably salmonella. But management told me I will be fresh and in shape for the playoffs. So I feel good.
So
yeah,
good.
I feel good was a good way to end
it. I feel good.
So I feel good. All right, great stuff. All right, let's keep it going, Joe. Joe doesn't know a big theme of drop of the year. And in this case, it was how to make the color green. How do you make green?
All right, so it's a combination of two colors. That is, hold on. That's yellow, and it's one of the others.
So think about this.
So we got red, blue, and yellow. Oh so God. It's yellow and either blue or red.
Seriously?
Are you kidding?
Hold on. I got pressure now, all right? Everybody relax. How do you make, which color did you want?
Green.
How do you make green? So that is yellow, and I'm going to go with red.
Whoa!
I just took a guess.
Unbelievable,
the reaction.
You guys are so mean.
No. That is not me.
Justify.
I think you're that's bullish. Completely normal. Our reaction is just standard.
Yeah,
anyone acts the same way.
Nonsense. All right, let's keep it rolling.
You're an adult. You're a man. You're 46.
That's right. All right, let's keep it rolling. We're at a point with a classic. We've played it so many times this year. We all know the from Devin.
Wow.
But would you like to hear the full chant?
Sure.
When it actually happened. Yeah, the chant itself. Richie saves her. I'll give you that. Here's the actual Eagles chant.
Crank it up.
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Well, just that, the E is what could advance
the finals.
Oh, of course.
This is
E.
That's the drop, of course.
But that was like way worse than I remember it even being the whole thing. It was so bad.
That's got final potential.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's keep it rolling. Like I said before, also drop of the year to just kind of chronicle some of the big things that happened this year. And we did go to London this year. Here's a little taste of how big it sounded. The ovation at the pub for Cole Hamels.
Well, Cole, congratulations on a magnificent career.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you did for the Phillies.
Thank you, man.
And the city of Philadelphia.
Thank you.
All right, Cole Hamels, ladies and gentlemen. How about a standing ovation for Cole? Come on, it's Cole Hamels in the house.
That was fun.
That was so cool, man. Yeah. One of the coolest shows I've ever done. I'm glad
you played that.
Yeah.
That was one of the favorite shows I've ever done, also.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Yeah. All right,
of course, the season went completely downhill
from
there.
It turned out to be the high point of the season.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yes.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Richie, this was a really weird yeah noise you made.
I sat in my car for the last 15 minutes listening to you guys downstairs. Trust me, there's going to be more to fight over than just that.
Yeah.
Listen.
Nice
bind.
That's a nice bind. It almost sounds Kashyyyk, like from like a Wookiee.
Yes,
like
it does.
It's from a different planet.
Yeah.
That's really good. All right, let's keep it going. Another one that has winner potential, though not from the show. We played it on the show. A little taste of Mike Tyson.
Oh, this was great.
Little girl talking about legacy.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Dead thing is the best part.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before. Someone say that as an answer.
It's so great.
It's so good.
All right, three more because that is amazing.
Right now it's that or Devin's it.
Totally agree. Yeah. With that in mind, though, our guy Joe Conklin did his own version of old Mike Tyson.
Hey, it's Mike Tyson. I just got some more to say to that little girl about my legacy. I'm sorry if I burst your bubble, but when you're dead, that's it. You're dead. I mean, nobody's going to remember you either when you die. Your mom and dad will be long dead. Even if they cared about you, it don't matter when you're dead. We're just dust. But who the f*** cares about anybody when you're gone? Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. Thank you.
That's great.
Two more. We get into innuendo on the show a lot. This might have, I'll just say, to quote Devin, it snowballed.
So, some Johnsons are better than others. We all know that.
I mean, it was the way Seltzer said it. It just kind of hung out there. Because you didn't talk afterwards.
That's why it hung.
I didn't mean hung out. Did you get hung up on the word hung right there?
Yeah.
That was unintentional. I will say that was an unintentional comment. Mm. Okay. Mm.
It just keeps, you know, snowballing. Because you also went first. I need to stop talking. I think we all do. James, turn off my mic.
Drop of the year.
And here we are, drop of the year.
Yes, we are.
How about it?
Oh,
I forgot about that somehow.
Can this become a drop?
It's long to be a drop, but it's really good.
For real.
That's solid.
One more, and we'll hear some Hammer celebrations throughout the next two drop of the year. But we'll hear the best top two coming up, but I had to do a little montage of the Hammer wins this year.
It's why the Hammer's the Hammer! It's like Foles in the Super Bowl! You pull it out! Up, yeah! 5 for 5, and it could have been 1,000, and it would have been a freaking 1,000 for 1,000. You come at me with you, Douglas, I come back with a dub. A W. In honor of you. Ah, yeah! The hammer just flat out being the hammer.
Hey, I gotta give it to you, Joe. You know your stuff. But
well, you don't have to give it to me. I took it. I don't get given. I take. Vinny.
5-1.
Vinny. Vici and George Washington on his ass. And Caesar, by the way, and Napoleon and all the greats. And with that, the coronation is real. Victory 250 for the hammer. Wow, that's what you do. Freaking Mookie Betts coming through for me. Or put another way, the hammer coming through for everyone to root for the hammer. Right? I know with probably 8 seconds left in that, people are probably going, oh, he's down 2-1. He's down 2-1. Clock's ticking. Clock my ass. Hammer. Victory 255. That's how you do. Caesar.
Caesar at the end.
Caesar. That was
so
awesome, dude.
Let me just say this. That last one by itself
is so good.
I would strongly consider.
That is why I put it at the end.
So, James, are you going to... But that doesn't air again later.
I don't think so.
Can we just say that last one gets its own consideration?
Sure, sure.
Because that last one deserves real consideration.
Fuck my ass!
I like that. Look, that last one, Devin's E, Mike Tyson legacy, and the snowballing.
It's all a right. Good batch here.
John, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Wait, does the recent addition, can we include that?
With the, which recent addition?
The snow one.
Yeah, the snowballing. Well, that was said. It was said.
I think it's got to be the E, right? Like,
I don't know, James. I don't know. Tyson, I mean, I think that hammer celebration.
The Tyson thing was crazy. The hammers.
So wow. I vote against Tyson just because it didn't happen on our show.
I tend to agree.
Narrow it down. I think Tyson might be the funniest thing, but I think we narrow it down by stuff that happened on our show.
All right, Devin, your gut feeling, your E, your snowballing, or the hammer celebration?
So I feel weird voting for myself, but okay. I will say I had someone come up to me the other day and say, "So your E is going to win drop of the year, right?" So I feel like we got to do it for the people.
Let me do. Elliot Sherparks was about to join us on the Eagles. Let me bring Elliot to the line right now. Elliot, have you heard the Devin E, the snowballing, and the hammer celebration?
Well, unfortunately, I did just hear the hammer celebration. So yes, I have heard them all. Yes.
All right, which would you vote for, Elliot?
I don't think it's close. It's the E. The E is going to live in WIP for years.
Great.
It'll be on the drop. It's amazing. Just play it one more time.
I mean, it is the heart of a drop, James, which was at its heart supposed to be a short burst thing.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's the E. There's a great look. We're going to have tough decisions throughout. We had a great year.
All right. Fine. John, you cool with that?
I'm totally cool with that. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. The E advances. Brandon Graham Crine has already advanced. We'll have two more semifinals, one coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, one early in the 9 o'clock hour. And then late in the program today, the four semifinalists, or finalists, I should say, will all square off, and we'll see what ultimately wins. All right, James, well done on that. And with that, let's talk to Elliot Sherparks. Now, let me remind you, Pete the Hammer coming up in 10 minutes. Dick Vermeil at the top of the hour. And great to be with you on this Friday morning from Borgata, 215-592-9494, to weigh in on everything we're discussing, including what should win drop of the year and what you've heard so far and all that. All right, Elliot, hello, buddy.
What up? How you guys doing?
Doing morning? Well, man.
Awesome.
All right, so Elliot, we'll get to the Saquon thing in a second, but let's start with the game.
Yeah.
How hard is this game? I referred to it yesterday as the last semi-hard game left this regular season. I think of it more as a semi than a really difficult, because I just don't think it's that. I mean, let me put it this way. I'll be shocked if the Eagles lose.
It was the fourth quarter before we took the lead on November 14th against this team.
This quarterback was
significantly more injured.
He was hampered. Yeah,
with his ribs in that game.
No, that's
fair. Probably feeling better now.
Yeah, so Elliot, what level challenge is it?
So I actually think the Eagles are a much better team since they played Washington. I think they've improved significantly. Obviously, some of the wins they've had since then. I think Jalen has played better since then. I think the defense continues to get better. And if you look at Washington, Like, I would probably side more with Joe that it's like a semi-hard game as opposed to like a super big challenge. Washington hasn't beaten anyone of significance really all year. I mean, Cincinnati week two, you could say that's a quality win there on the road, but maybe not.
I mean, Cincinnati kind of
has been such a disappointment this year.
Because, Elliot, we know every year in the NFL there is a team or two every year that makes the playoffs because they finished third or fourth in the division the prior year. They get an easy schedule. They improve a little bit, and then they just, you know, get near 10 wins.
But I didn't think that was Cincinnati.
No, I'm saying it might be Washington. Doesn't mean they're actually good.
Well, I think their young quarterback makes them good for years to come. They're just not quite ready yet.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Elliot, go ahead, man.
Washington, to your point, is nothing of significance or note. Like, they're having a good season by their standards, but they're certainly not a contender. They're not like a top 8 or 9 team, even maybe 10 in the NFL. Like, they have a good offense. They move the ball. But their defense is really bad. I think the Eagles' offense should be able to move the ball pretty well up and down the field against the Washington defense. And, you know, it comes down to the Eagles' defense. Like, the Eagles' defense is arguably the best in the NFL. And I think the second time around, the coaching advantage goes to Vic Fangio more than it does Cliff Kingsbury. So I think they'll win the game. I'm with you, Joe. I would be pretty surprised if they lost.
Elliot, we had Landon Dickerson out for potentially more than just rest because he was on the injury list with a knee as well. And then he was limited also on Thursday. Sidney Brown also limited Thursday. We know that Bryce Huff was finally practicing again, and he has the potential to come back. And then A.J. Brown also limited on Thursday. Who might potentially not be able to play in this game for the Eagles?
So I think Landon Dickerson will play. He did individual work yesterday. Just seeing him like around the facility, I think he's going to play. So I feel much better about that one than I did on Tuesday when we talked. So the fact that he's been able to, you know, practice at all, I think is very encouraging, especially when dealing with a knee injury. The A.J. Brown one is probably something worth keeping like a half an eye on. He rested on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, the knee injury was added to the designation. You know, that would imply, obviously, it happened at some point on Wednesday, or maybe he woke up Thursday and whatever. Like, so I would keep an eye on that one, but I still think everybody's going to play. Like, I think that they're healthy enough. I don't think any of these injuries are bad enough. I think they will all be out there.
That includes Bryce Huff?
I think Bryce will be out there. Now, he was wearing a cast still in practice. And with him, there's no reason to rush him back. The defensive line is playing really well right now. But normally when the Eagles open up the practice window for a player, they play pretty quickly thereafter. So I would guess he does play. But, you know, the sad thing is when I was saying the players of significance, I really wasn't including him. Like, I would think he does have as good a chance as the other guys.
Yeah, so a reminder, Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll take the fifth caller right now on the contest line. You'll compete and Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. Fifth caller contest line, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258 for Beat the Hammer in 5 minutes. Elliot with us right now. Elliot, the Saquon thing is fascinating. If they want to influence him getting the record, they can. They can't totally dictate it, but they certainly can influence it. Do you think they should give Saquon the ball a little bit extra, or do you think they will give Saquon the ball a little bit extra?
So I have been on team, get this guy the record. The team wants it. The offensive line wants it. As Jason Kelce said on your show earlier this week, like, I think it'd be a super cool thing for Jeff Stoutland, like, to have on his resume. So I am very pro getting the record. But I also have to be honest. Sitting in that press box last week, watching Saquon sit the whole second quarter, stretch on the sideline, come out of the injury tent, not in the game, like, It was a worrisome like reminder and indication that if they lose him, like, this thing changes significantly. So the emotional part of me wants to go for it. The adult part of me that knows there are bigger things here, I think you can't push him harder. Like, if you give him 20 carries and he breaks 2 for, you know, a total like 110 yards, like, then maybe these final 2 weeks you do it a little different. But I'm not changing the game plan this week or giving him extra carries to try to go get it.
Elliot, gut feeling here. Do the Eagles get help from the Chicago Bears or Seattle Seahawks this weekend? Detroit at Chicago, Minnesota at Seattle.
Did the Eagles get help?
So I actually like the Bears a lot this weekend. I like, especially with the 6.5 points, not to go into a gambling thing, but I do think this will be a competitive game this week. Do they win it? I mean, I think, you know, that one's tougher to say, but like, I do think the Lions are ripe for a letdown coming off all these injuries, first game with all these new players out there, second divisional game. Like, I think that they could get some help this weekend. But as for the Seahawks, no, I think the Seahawks are done.
Got it. And Elliot, final thing here, man. Curious where you stand on the Sixers arena. We know it passed city council yesterday. It's going to happen. Are you for it or against it?
So I'm sure once it's built, it'll be cool and we'll all walk in and go, oh my God, this thing's amazing. Maybe it's the old man in me, but like, I like all the teams being in South Philly together. I go to a lot of cities, obviously, for work, and it's just rare that all four teams are in the same place. And like, we all know Philly is a great sports city. And I think one of the reasons is we have basically like a sports town, like in South Philly, where like that part of the city is dedicated to sports. And so I'm sure the new arena will be cool. I get why they want to do it. But if it was up to me, all four teams would have stayed there.
I agree. Elliot, won't it be sweet in a couple minutes when I get victory 270 and beat the Hammer?
I mean, I was going to say, like, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you guys. But the real gift is listening to you win. So I can't wait to listen.
Elliot.
You don't have to do that, Elliot.
He nothing loves but love, it. Man. It's too much.
Nothing but love, Elliot. You
I
know that.
I appreciate great. I've always said this, you know? Like, well, I appreciate watching him do this every
Elliot,
day.
Right back at you. Thanks for everything this year, my man.
What
of course, we'll talk.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
We'll talk to you maybe early next week. Maybe we pop you on Monday's show or something. But if we don't talk to you until the New Year's and Christmas and the whole deal, happy everything, man.
Yep, you too, guys. Talk to you guys later. Love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Thanks,
all right, Elliot Sherpa.
Happy holidays, man.
All right, Beat the Hammer coming up shortly. Let's get to Seth in media right now. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So for what it's worth, I think that there should be a wild card in this competition this afternoon. I think Joe getting two to the butt has to get another revisit.
Thank you. This is what I'm saying, Seth.
So he got beat by BG. You think it should have beat the BG cry?
How can we incorporate it?
We can't, John. Well, we have standards. One advances. It is what it is.
I disagree.
Very serious.
Look, I was two advance.
I think two to the butt. Like,
do we want one wild card? Hold on. Can we do one wild card? Like, I mean, four advance, and then we pick one of all the others.
Please. Please. But you're bending rules now.
It's all about.
I'm just trying
two.
To help out here. I don't care.
All right, James, for those that missed it, can you play the two to the butt? Do you have that ready?
Yeah, give
to
me
go?
One sec. I got to pull it up.
All right, because Seth, it is really, really good. All right, let's hear it. This was played earlier and got eliminated, but apparently maybe now is not eliminated. Let's listen to a moment that happened months ago.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Of course. Turn a phrase. Two to the butt. We got it. We have to incorporate
it. It might. Maybe it should have.
It's so
regretting
important.
My decision now.
This is important for our show.
Seth, this is like an amendment to the Constitution. You're trying to change. You're trying to change the structure.
Two to the butt. It matters. Two to the butt matters, guys.
All right, Seth, what do you got? The Sixers arena, the Eagles. What do you got?
All right, so I'm going to go quick with the Eagles, and then I got to pop off about the Sixers before Beat the Hammer. So with the Eagles, I think I agree with what Elliot was just saying. You know, you don't necessarily have to change the game plan, but if it seems to be working, if Saquon's getting, you know, big chunks of yards, if he's averaging, you know, 8-plus yards a carry, maybe give him a couple extra carries there, you know. But I wouldn't go crazy with it, you know.
A couple extra carries, maybe two to the butt. You can use it everywhere, guys. Everywhere.
Well,
come on.
Sorry.
No. It's well worth it. Well worth the interruption. And then, you know, that's how I feel about the Eagles. You know, it'll be a close game, but I think, you know, feed him if he's getting the yards. The Sixers, all right? this team, I am pissed, all right, because this team for the better part of 20 years has been a disappointment. And anybody, I hope Spike's listening, and anybody else that wants to champion this team and, oh, the process actually worked and this, that, and the other team, let me break it down for you, okay? This is what we have going on. We have Joel Embiid is a broken player playing on a broken team, representing a broken league. This team has done nothing but disappoint its fan base for the last 20 years, okay? I can go, the list
you're right.
Never ending. Yeah. Tobias Harris, right? Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, James Harden.
Yeah, losing Jimmy
Butler.
All
of these things are, exactly. All of these decisions that were supposed to work out never did work out. None of them worked out, right? Because here we are, and now I'm supposed to trust them, that them putting a stadium in the middle of Chinatown down there is gonna somehow be good for the team. You're already struggling to put asses in seats as it is, guys. You know, I hope Josh Harris is listening, because your team and the way you run it is absolutely deplorable. And I feel bad for anybody that still gets behind this team and is just constantly let down. I'm out on the Sixers.
Seth,
and they should stay in South Philly, because Elliot's right, having four teams in one spot is a rare thing.
Listen, Seth, phenomenal phone call. Really, I'll never be out on the Sixers, but I get what you're saying, and you speak with the passion I admire. Seth, give me a great answer here. What was a bad idea? You can win the $100 gift card.
Man, this is too easy. I've been a tattoo artist for over 25 years, and it is always a bad idea to get your significant other's name tattooed on.
Oh, that's
a great answer, dude.
That is a really good answer.
Yeah, sure.
I think it was Gastineau years ago that got whoever he was dating the name on the butt, not two in the butt, one of them.
Ooh, another
one name.
And then they broke up, and that was the whole
That's
thing.
That's tough.
All right,
are we a tattoo? I think we're a tattoo-less show.
We are, yeah.
No, I have a tattoo.
Oh!
Devin?
Wait, Richie, I'm surprised you don't, like, from your music days and all that.
Nah,
I don't know. Don't musicians do that?
Devin,
my
the tattoo
dad told
is...
me in ninth grade, if I got a tattoo, I wouldn't be allowed under his roof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, here are the two questions to Devin.
Uh-huh.
What is the tattoo? Where is the tattoo?
It's really not as exciting, probably, as everyone is hoping. It's on my wrist. It's just a teeny tiny triangle that I got with two of my best girlfriends when we were in Florence, Italy, because we had a few cocktails and just decided to go for it.
Nice.
So that's not classic. Super exciting, but
well
not
done.
A tattoo-less show.
Well done. All right, Pizza Hammer, we do it every single Friday at this time.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You gotta respect the drunk tattoo. That's classic. all right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by First Trust Bank. They encourage you to, of course, challenge your bank. And also today we've got an Eagles t-shirt and hat combo on the line. So our contestant, whose name is Eli, and we'll meet him in one moment, will be playing for an Eagles t-shirt and hat. More than anything, he's playing for the honor of trying to
beat
that. John, you know he's not going to. I got
269. No, I don't know that.
I got 269 wins. Let me see how many wins. Eli, I got 269 wins. How many you got?
I got like 5 or 10.
Right. Never mind. I did kind of put you in a tough spot there.
Yeah,
but that's what I do. I put people on the ropes psychologically
that's
before
what
it even begins. Eli, do you feel confident in your ability to win Beat the Hammer today?
I have nothing but confidence.
Love it.
Since I was a kid.
Okay.
Oh, I like this.
Well, just know this, that the Pickett guy had confidence before his charge, and then they all died at Gettysburg. But that's a whole nother
matter.
Okay. All right, Eli, I'm going to step way, 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 way down the hallway, not see or hear anything. You guys take it away with Beat the Hammer.
Scram.
Good luck to you, buddy.
So am I running the timer here?
No, Richie's here.
Richie's still
the timer.
Doing it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're
okay.
Good. We're good. I know
you
have had fear of running. Oh, that was Elliot who had fear of running.
Oh, yeah,
the
no.
Timer
Elliot's afraid to
yes,
do it.
Yes.
Yeah, he literally chickened out.
He did. He said, I will not do it. Now, to be fair, Joe did yell at him for making a noise during Beat the Hammer, so I can understand how. Oh, you weren't there for that, Richie.
What?
So during a question, I guess he got it. He skipped it or something, and Elliot went like, like that,
yeah,
like that loud.
Yeah.
And afterwards, Joe's like, don't ever talk during. It was really funny. It was great.
He is safely ensconced.
Uh-oh. All right, let's do it. Eli, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it, like Doug Peterson once said. All right, here we go. Category for the week, as is often the case, the last Beat the Hammer of the year. We're doing 2024 sports trivia. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Okay. Yeah.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. You have 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. The 2024 College Football National Championship game featured two starting quarterbacks who would both be drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Name one of them.
Oh, this is Georgia's quarterback. The top 10?
Yeah.
All right, skip that one.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
Repeat it.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
The Mets and the Padres.
Who won the NBA Finals MVP this year?
Jason Tatum.
What team blew a 3-0 Stanley Cup Finals lead only to win the Cup in Game 7?
The Florida Panthers.
Team USA won the gold medal in basketball. Name one of the two other countries who won a medal.
Serbia and...
Good, you only need one. Back to the first question. Two top 10 quarterbacks drafted. Okay, not bad. We got three. That's pretty good, Eli.
Eli, that was
not bad,
really
buddy.
Solid,
really
man.
Good job, dude. That three will play. We're going
nice
to put you
job.
On hold. We're gonna...
Joe is jogging back.
Bring him back.
Oh, my God. The music with the jog.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it.
It's a sight to behold. I'm taking a video. I'll try to post it.
How far back amazing. Is he leaning?
The belly out.
Belly's out.
Is it majestic?
You could call it that.
How short are the strides? Is it a shuffle more than a run, than a stride,
it's
than
like
a jog?
That's like Michael Johnson.
More
man.
Of a saunter.
It's like Ben Johnson, but not on steroids. Hello,
no,
everybody.
Did his feet leave the ground?
Yeah, you're definitely not on steroids, for sure.
That is true. That is true. This Eli guy, was he on steroids and beat the hammer? Did he
you
do
ready
well?
Roll here?
I don't know. Is he a Canseco on steroids or without steroids?
It's a good one. All right, you ready to roll here?
Ben. By the way, Dick Vermeil joins us coming up in about 10 minutes. All right, James, let's roll.
Category for the week, last beat the hammer of the year. We're doing a little 2024 sports trivia. Ready to roll.
Wow, 2024 sports trivia. So it had to happen this year.
Correct. We're wrapping up the year. Okay. You ready to roll?
Sure.
All right, clock will start.
How did Eli do?
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. The 2024 College Football National Championship game featured two starting quarterbacks who would both be drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Name one of them.
Come back to it.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
Which two teams, you
yes.
said? Well, I'll go out of order, but they beat the Mets, and I'll take a stab and say they beat the Brewers?
Who won the NBA Finals MVP this year?
Oh, I got to figure out what team won. Oh, it was Jaylen Brown.
What team blew a 3-0 Stanley Cup Finals lead only to win a cup in Game 7?
Oh, that was wild. Who the hell was that? Who won the Stanley Cup? Boy, how the NHL's fallen. Who won the Stanley Cup? It was some rando. God, I really don't know, which is horrendous. Who won the frickin' Stanley Cup? I don't know. Pass.
Team USA won the gold medal in basketball. Name one of the two other countries who won a medal.
In that sport?
Yep, in basketball.
France.
The 2024.
Okay. Wow.
A 3-2 victory.
Wow.
Eli. Confident Eli.
Awful. I spent too much time on
the
Stanley
that?
Cup.
The Panthers.
The Florida
the
Panthers.
Florida Panthers.
I don't know. You think
JJ
I watched
McCarthy
that?
JJ McCarthy and Falcons starting quarterback Michael Penix. Are the two answers for that one. How'd you forget the Padres? The Padres played the Dodgers. Padres and the Mets. Tough job
here.
Oh,
my God.
Ooh, I
gotta
what a way to end the year.
I got
to
carry
treat.
This.
What a gift for
I got to carry this for the next couple
Merry
weeks.
Merry Christmas, everybody. From our show to yours.
Oh, my God.
Christmas what? Came early.
Happy let's, holidays, baby.
All right, let's bring Eli in. Eli, you have bested the hammer, sir. Congratulations.
Yep. End of the year on the right note, baby.
Damn straight, Eli.
This is a disaster.
End of the year with a W.
What a king.
This is... I don't know what to say. John, what do I say to this?
congratulations.
I already said that. Okay. I'm already past that. I'm not congratulating him twice.
You bow down. This is unbelievable.
Well, you guys
Joe.
Know I don't this take so teams like the Florida Panthers serious. The NHL great. Should have never expanded.
They How were... many times did Joe say who won the Stanley Cup? Like eight?
James, so many.
James, they he were in perfect lost. Shape with 21 teams, and then they did all this
How'd
expansion.
You get the bomb,
I don't
man?
Care
Bob
about
Brodsky!
Florida. I don't care
Bob
about San Jose
Brodsky!
Or Columbus. Like, they play, I don't watch.
You lost due to pomposity. Is pomposity a word? No, he dilly-dallied. You dilly-dallied in your pomposity.
You did get a little full of yourself.
I screwed around.
Yeah, you did. Whoa, you usually don't. You usually pass as soon as you don't know.
You're right. Nice.
That's like the hammer philosophy. Pass if you don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, Eli, masterful job. Eli started out so rockily. Like, I thought for sure.
Yeah, I repeated the first question multiple times.
Eli, you have won an Eagles hat, an Eagles shirt, and more important, a gift they'll give to you for the rest of your life, the glory of saying you beat the Hammer. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, guys, very much.
You got
much.
It. Eli, we're going to put you on hold.
Go, awesome Eli. Job, Eli.
We're going to put you on hold so we can get your information and send you those gifts. And with that, Seltzer, don't play your little game. Shut it down.
Have a good
Oh, I got to carry this for a couple weeks. And I had such a great year. I mean, the Hammer barely lost. What did I lose, like three times this year?
It's so perfect.
Oh, my God.
What is this like? Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is like the world is right.
Turn the music off, James. The other thing. That other thing.
What is that other thing? The bed?
The bed.
Hey, you lost fair and square.
I did.
And...
Well,
he,
I don't know. I'll determine that when I go back and examine.
Eli struggled. He really had to dig deep to get that done.
I'm writing
and
it
you
down.
Just kind of quit. You just kind of, you know what? I'll pat. Whatever. Frivolous. Doesn't matter. And then it all caught up in the end. It felt so good to witness.
Let me tell you this. I just wrote down three words, which I will apply over the breakup ahead. Hammer loss review.
Of course.
Oh, what a way to spend your time off.
You know what you'll hear? You saying, who won the Stanley Cup a bunch of times?
Over and over again.
I was just looking for one mistake from Seltzer so I can appeal.
It's a good thing we brought up the Elliot talking and you getting upset because I was so close to being like, Joe, really? I held back.
All right. Let's talk to Dick
Vermeil. I brought that up before you came on about Elliot when you gave Elliot guff.
Oh, I was so mad. All right. Congrats to the contestant. He did well there. That was good stuff.